are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Profit is important, but what happens when integrity is on the line? The true test of a Christian in business is whether they'll sacrifice their ethics for the sake of a dollar. So let's talk about how to uphold integrity while succeeding in the competitive world of business. We are joined on the line once again by Pastor Clarence Mopupi, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, hello, how are you?
How are you? How are you doing? How was your night and morning?
Hey, my night was interesting. It was fine. The weather has changed. It was too hot, and then when we woke up, it's cold. So, yeah.
Yeah, the same here. Like, it started raining yesterday night, and then we received a bit of rain in the morning.
Yeah.
So we are actually experiencing a chill breeze here.
Oh, lucky you. As I think they say, it's going to rain, but we will see. We will see. So as we get into our conversation, Fundisi, can you please offer us a word of prayer?
Okay, well, let's have this time to pray. Our kind and heavenly Father, what above in heaven, we kindly come before the throne of mercy at this point in time, thanking you for the good night rest and the time you have given us, such that we can actually dive to search more of the scripture. Help us as we explore and get into learning this lesson. May you help us understand. May you also help me to be able to pronounce your word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Fundisi, you're speaking about all things honesty and integrity at work. And yesterday we spoke about walking the talk. Today we want to look at integrity over profit. So how can integrity serve as a foundation for long-term business success, even if it means short-term sacrifices?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you come again?
How can integrity serve as a foundation for a long-term business success?
Okay. Integrity. So, it has been now, like we said yesterday,
mm-hmm.
cutting corners.
Okay.
It seems as if we have been educated. I don't know if it's the right way to say it, but we kind of like tuned to say cutting corners is the fast way to actually acquire wealth or to get profit,
mm-hmm.
or even not cutting corners as well, but also, like, what should I say? It's giving, like something like that.
Okay.
You need to like to crook someone such that when you crook and then that one that other person is not aware of your schemes,
mm.
and then you do the transaction, and then at the end of the day, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Is having a benefit out of that act.
Mm.
So it has been, it seems as if it's how we are then tuned to do, the way we are now tuned to do business. But let me take us back to the foundations of the world.
Okay.
When God created Adam and Eve, He did not just create them to be idle.
Mm.
But He created them in the garden such that they have a work to do.
Mm.
And after the sin entered, He then told Adam that whatever you are going to have as gain to feed your family,
mm.
you need to really sweat for it.
Mm.
And I think even though the Bible is not an economic book, or something, economic syllabus, something like that. But it actually drive us to things
mm.
or to ways that we can actually do our business and remain Christians or
mm.
and remain followers of Christ.
Mm.
So He's saying, in whatever we do, I was actually thinking this morning to say, there was this one white farmer came to our country very long time.
Okay.
And he planted a cypress plantation
mm-hmm.
Watu tree plantation. And those trees took something like 20 years to be ready for harvest.
Mm.
But back then, when I was actually looking, the trees were planted, and I was just saying, this guy has a lot of money. Why is he not investing in something that actually gives him a return fast?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he investing his money in a thing that doesn't actually benefit him there and there?
Mm.
But then now that the trees are being harvested and you hear the price of one tree, and you actually see, Viti, all those 20 years, he was actually putting a dollar in his pocket each and every year.
Okay.
So now you can actually see, Viti, that patience is actually something that is actually lacking in the business people or in the business world today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to see, if we invest today, we want to see the profits tomorrow.
Mm.
And these are some of the things that are actually driving us to then not remain honesty and not maintain integrity into whatever we are actually do. Okay,
uh-huh.
Let me just then say... Thus, I'm having a definition of integrity here with
okay.
me. I tried to define integrity to say integrity is defined as the quality of being honesty.
Mm.
Yesterday, we were talking about honesty. And now, today, integrity over profit. So integrity is actually something that can be defined to say it is the quality of being honest.
Okay.
And strong about what you believe to be right.
Mm.
That's what I can actually, or in short terms, that's how I can actually define integrity.
Mm.
And then, so combining together two concepts, honesty and profit, so that they work together harmoniously and aid in enriching our lives and attitude.
Okay.
And now integrity is there now to combine the two, honesty and profit.
Yes.
And that, how then are you going to actually bring out the quality of honesty or the quality of doing things right, and then at the same time making profit?
Mm.
So back then, like I've been actually reading something from the books of Aristotle and Karl Marx.
Okay.
And I got something interesting in there. Aristotle once argued that trading with those of your household or circle was an essential part of society.
Mm.
He considered that trade for profit was evil and devoid of virtue. He labeled people who did this practice as parasites.
Mm. Okay.
So now in today's world, we are full of individualism in business.
Ah.
We are not looking for the benefit of others in what we do.
Mm.
But in the way Christ wants us to do things, say, whenever we are doing our game, it doesn't mean that if you do business Christianically, let me say that,
okay,
in the Christian way or in the right way, you are not then going to acquire profit.
Mm.
You acquire profit, but the profit that you acquire is not your own profit as an individual.
Okay.
If you are doing a business, make sure that the society around you is benefiting from what you do.
Mm.
And at the same time, you are actually getting a gain, and you are actually getting expenditure. You are actually meeting all the expenses that the business inquires in the process of making profit.
Mm.
And that is actually exempted in our business world today.
Yeah.
To say all that we do, we are not seeing the other part. We are not seeing others in what we do.
Mm. Okay. So looking at, Christian business owners, Mfundisi, what do they do now when they're faced with a decision that could compromise their values? Mfundisi, here is $5 million. $5 million. Take it, ignore your values, ignore everything. It's going to set you up for life. Or do you ignore it and say, yes, because of my values and the integrity that I have in this business, I'm not going to take this $5 million. What should they do?
Okay. Allow me then to talk about another real-life practical example. Johnson & Johnson is an international business group. It believes in major reasons of being into business is not just about making their pockets rich only. In one of their gazettes, it then stated that its primary responsibility is to its doctors, nurses and patients, mothers and fathers, and all who use their products and services to service their needs. Johnson & Johnson has committed themselves to do everything they do or produce at their highest quality, constantly strive to reduce cost and endeavor to maintain responsible prices. Customers' orders are delivered in time and suppliers and distributors given opportunity to make a fair profit. Okay, so Johnson & Johnson is one of an example that I have actually picked as I was preparing the presentation to say. At the end of the day, what you need to consider is to say, yes, $5 million. Is that $5 million going to maintain your business values first? Because whenever we are actually putting up our businesses or creating our business, we have values and targets to meet. And I think most of the times when we do our when we form our businesses, we are actually true to some of the things that we want to achieve.
Yes.
And by in the long run, that's when we start cutting corners such that we can actually get to meet our mission or our goal fast. You see. So, at the very eminence of the business, we are very true and right and honest in all that we do. Because we are actually younger and doesn't have experience. So we actually do things the right way. But when we start doing, when we are getting into business, we start to see links, we're starting to create relationships. You know, this one can help me do this and this one can help me do this. And if I do this for him, obviously you will come to me like requesting a favor. And that's how that whole chaos is, the chaos that now creates us to not being honesty and the like. So I'm just saying, maintaining the business values, the business values that you had before we even venture into Bible, if an offer comes, just go back to your value.
Okay.
Is this offer allowing me to go in line with the values I stated at the very start of my business? And I think before we even go to the Christian side or to the godly side, that alone can actually help you to remain truthful and to maintain your integrity in the business field. And then, so like I said yesterday, to say we don't have the willpower to do this as individuals because our mind is carnal and we are full of sin. But then Christ is there for us in everything that we do.
Yeah.
And then we can then go into the Bible and then the Bible will help us. But before we even, we don't want to put, because most of the times, yes, God wants to partner with us in our businesses. But most of the times, if you want to put God, like to just say, I'm doing my business in the godly way. Yeah, it seems as if we are talking something which is not actually practical.
Yeah.
But the truth is, God wants to partner with us. He wants to work hand in gloves with us to do business. But before, to help each other to say, okay, you don't want this godly side, but you want to remain truthful and honesty in doing business. I'm saying the first thing you just do, like I said, go back to your statutes, go back to the foundations of your business. Is this what you're doing now in line with the foundation that you actually put in place that you would want to run your business in? And I think that will actually help you. And I was actually thinking of this example to say, in where I stay, business is actually, okay, you make more sales on Saturday than the sales you make the rest of the week.
Yes.
And now you want to remain honest. You want to remain a Sabbath keeper. What then are you going to do? You know, you have like businesses all over, and like the malls will be full on Saturday because people are now not going to work, and Saturday is a free day. And most of guys are saying Sunday will go to church, but you are a Sabbath keeper. What then are you going to do? Because you know now today is Saturday, and the rest of the mall will be like full, and there will be movement in and out. What then are you going to do? Are you going to close that that organization or that business? Are you going to close that shop? Are you going to close that outlet and go to school and go to church? In fact, are you really going to do that? So it's like, you know, you started your business knowing that you are an Adventist or you are a Sabbath keeper. And you set your business, and the very start of your business, you said, so no, on Saturdays, it will be closed.
Yeah.
I will go to church. But now as time goes on, you have seen which Saturday is actually the day that people are making sales. Are you going to remain the same way that you started the business? Or you are now going to shift and say, okay, let me just...
Because let me just do it.
Like, okay, I not just do it like the first time. They'll just, okay, I will close it from 9 until 12. And then from 12, I'll then escape church and then come to make some sales, Nyana, you know? And then, yeah, it starts like that until you are saying, I know, I'll go to church, but I'll find someone who will remain at the shop and then open the shop at 9 o'clock and then will make sales like anyone is doing. So I think maintaining our statute and maintaining our business values we set at the very eminence of our businesses is actually going to help us remain honesty and maintain our integrity in the business field. And you will see, if you do these things, you will see there will be like favors. They say, this verse we say, is it Malachi chapter 9, verse 10? That the chapter 3, verse 10, that says, tempt me with this and you see more blessing. How will I bless you as your God? Like, test me with your tithes and offering.
Yes.
And see not if I will open the windows of heaven to pour blessings that you will not find a place to put. So Jesus or God is actually trying us or wanting us to just do these little things. Maintain being truthful to the values, maintain the values that we started the business with, and then maintain it all through the way. And God is actually there waiting. He said, I'm knocking at the door. If you just do things right, I will come in and bless you abundantly. So doing things right, because more people are actually having fear that if we do things right, we are not actually going to get a gain out of it. But lo and behold, that God is actually watching from afar, closely watching at you. If you do things right, I'm there to bless you.
Yeah,
I'm there to open windows that you actually be amazed. Which, okay, you actually closing the shop on Saturdays or on Sabbaths, but you are actually improving more than those who are actually opening their shops on Saturday. And you're actually getting more links in line with your business suit than any other is doing, because you are remaining true. And if we actually do this, God is faithful and just to bless us in the line of our business that we are doing if we do it right. You always say, there's this verse I'm remembering to say, if you love me, keep my commandments.
True.
If you want to prosper in business, you say, remain truthful and honest and see what I'll do and what I have in store for you.
So as we wrap up, Mfundisi, you know, how does now demonstrating integrity in business reflect Christ's teachings?
Okay. Demonstrating integrity, if we actually go back to, if we can say, go back to the life of Christ, his life that he actually lived on this world. In each and every aspect of him living on earth, he remained truthful, like he remained blameless.
Okay.
And that's why he was able to bring us to him. Because now that we will see, because whenever you're doing your business, there are people seeing what you are doing. There are people following. Whenever you start doing something, remember this in mind, that you are actually having followers. There are actually there are people who are actually looking at you. And that, I don't know how God did it, but he just did it deliberately to say, okay, have you ever seen in a situation, okay, I'll just take, for example, our because I'm an Adventist, I'll just say, at our side, have you ever seen that every time an Adventist does a wrong thing, even though he wasn't popular, his wrongdoing will go viral.
True.
And if he doesn't do anything wrong, like people will just follow him and admire him silently. But in that silence, you are actually preaching something. So remaining truthful and maintaining integrity in the business field is actually, in a silent way, influencing the people around you and your business partners. You know, you'll be like, when you do things right, even in that business field, people will just say, I want to go to this guy because he does his things right. And if you agree that we are going to do this deal according to this plan, you just do it the way that you want it to happen. And you can actually trace your expenses, trace your money, and then at the end of the day, you're actually seeing that your money did this, your money did that, and at the end, you're actually getting this. And even if he's a builder, he stays true to what you agreed. If you count your cement bags, if you count your steel and everything that you need to build, at the end of the day, you are actually having your beautiful mansion without losing anything. So doing things right doesn't actually keep you close to God, but it actually attracts more customers, more people, more business partners, because you are staying true to the values of your business and you're actually delivering the services in the rightful way. And everything you do right, people will always admire. And in that way, you are helping yourself to grow in the business field. I think that's the best I can actually get to answer that one.
We have learned, Mfundisi, about integrity in our businesses. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let us pray as we close. Our loving Father, who art above in heaven, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. We feel that we are still far to meet the standards that you want us to meet. But you have taught us today that if we remain faithful, you are very close to us. Your hand is not even short, such that when we do things right, you are there to help us. Lift us in our business endeavors. Lift us in everything that we do, such that we can actually have a gain. May you work in our hearts now and forevermore, such that we strive because of your power to do everything that we do in the rightful way and remain Christians and remain and maintain integrity and honesty in each and everything that we do. We pray and believe that you have heard this prayer and you do to us as you have prayed for, if it pleases you. So we have prayed all this in the mighty name of our soon coming Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.